Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Friday, January 14. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, this week we've seen some of the critical reports on the economy. Today we'll put it all together. I call it The Economy in a Nutshell. Just ahead. Well, if there were any remaining doubters out there, this week showed, beyond any reasonable doubt, that this economy is mired in the most virulent inflation we've seen in over a generation. On Tuesday came word that the current inflation rate in the country hit 7% in December. This promptly sent analysts to the history books to find out just when the inflation was ever this high. The answer? 1982, 39 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was president and Paul Volcker ran the Federal Reserve. The very next year, Volcker would take interest rates up to double digits and thereby slay the inflation dragon, only to see that dragon return again this year. But as shocking as that retail level of inflation was, it was not entirely unexpected on Wall Street. There were some of the more pessimistic analysts on the street who anticipated that we might indeed hit that level. It was the very next day, however, on Thursday, which really began to shake the street's confidence. It was announced that the producer price index, that is, prices at the wholesale level, if you will, which for the second month in a row came in at 9.7%, nearly matching November's 9.8% all-time record. Now, what made this especially shocking is the realization that businesses will now have to continue raising their prices just to match their raising costs, reflected in this producer price index. In other words, we're a long, long way from being out of these inflation woods. Inflation is going to be with us for as long as it takes to work through these producer prices. So that's the inflation part of the stagflation debate. But how about the other part, the stagnant economic part? Well, by the end of today, we should have a pretty good idea of just how strong this core economy is as we get three key readings, the first retail sales, then industrial and manufacturing production, and finally, consumer confidence. We lead off this morning with the final reading of retail sales for 2021. Now, you may remember that through November, sales were up by more than 18%. And by any standard, that's a phenomenal year, but considered by most as a rebound from the dismal year before, when shops were closed and shoppers were quarantined. But let's not quibble here. An 18% gain through 11 months of the year is very, very good. So what's to expect in today's report, which will include the whole year? Especially that all-important month of December, usually the very biggest month of the year because of those Christmas sales. And I wish I could say that 2021 was a normal year with the best sales coming at the very end, but I'm pretty sure that this is not the case. And here I confess I'm cheating. I think I've seen the answer sheet. In a report that got frankly ignored, Redbook, the chief retail tracking company, reported that by their estimation, sales dropped from 18% annual rate to just 14% in December. That's a huge drop, and totally unprecedented for the month that has Christmas. I'm afraid that this will also be the case when the Census Bureau makes their results known this morning. Now, I don't have to tell you that the consumer drives this economy. If consumers are starting to wobble, it's very bad news overall. And then a couple of hours later, the University of Michigan will report on the consumer sentiment for their first reading in 2022. Now, Michigan has reported that sentiment has been declining in a steady rate over the last 6 months. If it too remains in a decline, that's two strikes against the consumer sector. Finally, we come to production, with the latest report on industrial and manufacturing production coming this morning. And here's the area that I have the highest hopes for. Throughout 2021, production has been one of the strongest areas in the overall economy, with industrial production rising over 5% year-to-date and manufacturing rising over 4%. I think that it's vital that these two sectors return to our shores. Not only would this help our own workers, it would help mitigate many of the current supply chain issues. Issues where raw materials and components have to be shipped for thousands of miles across the vast oceans. So here's hoping that production part of the economy reports some good news this morning. And that's a look at this week. Inflation, as noted by both producer and consumer prices, looks to be with us for some time to come. The consumer looks awfully shaky right now, with indications that retail sales were soft in December of all things. Finally, the saving grace, if it does come, was most likely to show up in the production part of the economy, with reports today on both industrial and manufacturing production. So today we complete our overview of the economy with those all-important reports on production, but perhaps most important will be the detailed review of the consumer, with both December sales reporting and also that Michigan survey of consumer sentiment. By the time today wraps up, we'll have an excellent idea of just where this economy stands. Turning to earnings, it's the big hitters kicking off the unofficial, official start of earnings season, with BlackRock and three of the four big banks reporting, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup all report today. And that's the value side for this Friday, January 14. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.